The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Here we are at the kitchen table eating our breakfast, and this is episode 168 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
And this week we teach Juan how to use a table.
Where colors are allowed.
I mean, oh, damn. There are three colors at the table. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 168 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our pop culture classic episode where we will be talking about 1999's Life, starring Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac, other peoples.
I don't know if any of the other people are famous.
I think some of them are.
Definitely.
I think...
What?
They definitely are. Like the guy who's like narrating it. His younger self. I mean, I don't remember his name, but I know he's been in a lot of stuff.
Let's look at the cast. Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Oba Baba Tunde is Willie Long. Ned Beata is Dexter.
Can't get right, Beattie. But it's some other thing.
Bernie Mac. Miguel A. Nunez Jr. is Biscuit. Clarence Williams III is Winston Hancock. Oh, he's the fucking... the shit. From fucking Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah.
Barry Shabaka Henley is Pokerface. Brent Jennings, Guy Tori, Nick Cassavetes, I don't know who that is, Bokeem Woodbine, that's Can't Get Right, Anthony Anderson, oh yeah, he's famous, Michael Talafrino, he's not famous, Santa Lethen, I don't know who that is, O'Neal Compton, Noah Emmerich, Rick James is in this movie? I didn't know he played Spanky.
Oh.
At the very beginning, I had James. No idea. That's kind of funny. Those are really the big hits. I mean, there's some other people, but those are really the big names. Not a ton of famous people in here.
Just saying.
Oh, you're good.
And these are the sounds of Gabe murdering his dog.
Wow, the critics did not like this movie.
Which is weird, because it's a really good movie.
It is really good. It does have a hint of depression throughout it, but it's still good.
It is sad.
50% from the critics, 77% from the audience. And that's 50,348 people who have seen it.
A lot of people have seen this movie. I assume a lot more than that.
Oh, probably. I'm sure.
Otherwise, this movie made tens of dollars.
It might have.
So, this was kind of your pick, Juan. So, tell us why you picked it.
Because it's funny. But it's a...
It's a funny movie.
It's funny. That's why. No, it's set in set in the 1930s. It's about two guys who they get sent on a adventure so that they don't die from a club owner. They're going to get booze. They're what the fuck do they call those people?
Bootleggers.
There you go. And then they get framed by a cop for killing a black dude.
Right.
And
that
then,
had just robbed.
That had yeah. He, kind of. Is it Rob? Is it Robin?
When you cheat at gambling. Yeah, for sure that's robbery.
And then they get sent to prison for life. And that's kind of where the escapades start, is they're in prison for the next, like,
I think it's like
50 years. Yeah.
It's a long time.
And they do a lot of trying to get out and escaping and trying to – they have harebrained ideas about how they can get out and shit. And it's just funny. That's why honestly, that's the reason I chose it. I love the movie, but it's fucking hilarious through the whole time.
Who drew this map?
Yeah.
I drew this map.
Was Cookie high when he drew this?
It's – the best part about this movie is that it's very – like, it's saying something, like, kind of important about, like, history and, like, the history of, like, you know, what it meant to be, like, a black person in, like, the 30s through, like, the 80s, basically.
Yeah.
But it also, like you said, top to bottom, like, every moment in the film is funny. There's jokes just – and these people are dealing with, like, the worst situation they could possibly be in with, like, the best humor ever. I do like that there's like a 28-year span where the two main characters just straight don't talk to each other.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry that your mom died.
He's 5 years ago. Yeah. But I appreciate it.
It's because it's one of the sadder moments in the whole movie, but you feel good that while they're teetering on the fucking bottle tops, you know, they're having this moment together where they're still best friends.
Yeah.
You know, throughout whatever the fuck they say they're not or they are or whatever, they're friends through the whole time, you know, and that's the very touching moment there in the middle where you get to feel that a lot more.
But again, they deal with like this bad situation by reconnecting as friends and dealing with it with humor. Like right. They're joking. You just got to balance right. You know?
So stop talking to me.
Every time you talk to me, my toe's in
the bottle.
Oh, damn it.
I fucking love this movie. I don't, it's hard because I don't have a ton. I'm not mouthy. I'm not wordy, you know? So a lot of my picks are in the sense that, like, the reason I chose it is because I like it. It's funny. That's really the end of it. You know, it's not anything really deeper than that, even though I think there are deeper tones to the movie. I just really like the movie. You know, if you're basing this whole segment on me, it's going to be 4 minutes, you know?
All right, cool. Let's move on. How about you? Did you get to watch it?
Hmm?
Good. Thank God. We all watched it this time.
Yeah. I've seen it before.
Yeah, not Tim.
Yeah. He's not even here. He's not allowed to have an opinion.
Even when he is here.
Oh, whatever. What do you think of it this time through?
Like I said, it is funny. It is sad, like, the whole way through. I don't know. It's a very niche movie in that way. Because it's not, like, to me anyway, it's not, like, super laugh-out-loud funny. It's
right.
Just funny. Like, genuinely throughout. There are a few moments that are made up there. But to me, it's, like, I don't know. It's not very typical Eddie Murphy humor.
Really. Oh, I think it is.
I feel like he usually goes for a lot bigger laughs than this. I mean, it's definitely Eddie Murphy style to where he's like constantly jabbering and
so I think it's
saying stuff, but it's very, I don't know, neutered to me in the way that he's usually like attacking jokes a lot more. But
I think some of that has to do with the fact that he's not the only main person. You know, Martin Lawrence is a lot more tame. Even in his stand-up, generally, he's a lot more kind of cool.
I
know.
How it plays off to me.
Because when you see like a Martin Lawrence and Will Smith movie, the Bad Boys movies that are coming out, those are crazy over the top because that's kind of Will Smith's comedy persona. But I guess what are some of that are over the top for Eddie Murphy? Nutty Professor is kind of like
that. And I think that's what it is that it's an older Eddie Murphy movie.
Right.
So his comedy was
older Eddie, because Beverly Hills Cop's like that too. He's like way over the top, I think.
But he is, but it's not.
Golden Child.
It's not the same way. Like,
I don't
it's
think
not,
he's really over the top that
I think
much.
He
in
does
Beverly
a lot
Cop.
Of. I think now he does a lot of like really stupid humor, and in his old movies he did very smart humor and knew how to play a character that wasn't Eddie Murphy. Like he was actually playing like a different character.
I think a lot of the bigger laughs in like Beverly Hills Cop are all subtle jokes to me. I don't think that a lot of the bigger laughs for me are the over the top stuff.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying to me that's how it comes across.
Right.
I don't know. I think we're in disagreement there because I think Eddie Murphy is Eddie Murphy in everything that he does. I don't see that much of a difference.
I just
like,
I
from like Raw think, to his movies. Beverly Hills
I think
Hills
this
Cop.
Movie he's playing a character. I'm saying of all of his movies, this is the one that he is like acting in probably the most that I've seen.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Somebody said who?
It's a pretty hard movie to dislike, I think, because it is good.
She said she liked the scene when they were talking about the song, the Upper Room. I don't give a fuck if they shoot me. I'll be up in that bitch singing the upper room.
Like I said, when he reads letters, still the best.
Oh, that is funny. Anybody else want me to read some? Nah, we're good. If you're just basing this whole segment on me, it's going to be short. I loved this movie. I chose it. I don't remember it ever coming out. I remember watching this movie with my brother on base in California when it had just come out on DVD.
So I have a very similar situation. I don't remember this movie coming out. I just saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And have loved it ever since.
It was – we were there for Thanksgiving and it had just come out on DVD. And I think he went out and rented it if I remember correctly. And we watched it while he was in the Army.
for our younger listeners, you used to have to go to a store and rent a video.
And you almost inevitably owed some kind of late fee.
It's probably because you didn't rewind the shit.
Are you a non-rewinder?
No, we had to like one of those super fast rewinders.
You just put it into like a different thing? That's funny.
So this movie I saw like some Sunday afternoon on like TNT or something. And I think I missed like the first part because I didn't remember the first part where they meet with Spanky. Like I knew that he had like saved his life somehow, but that he was still pissed. But I don't think I ever saw like those first like 5-10 minutes of the movie. So really, all I ever saw was like the drive to get the moonshine and then the murder and then them being stuck in prison. And so this movie though has all, I started watching it. I started laughing and I was like, oh man, like all these people, they're really cool. And it's so sad that they're there and they're innocent. And then, you know, they're about to get pardoned. The dude that's going to pardon them fucking dies. Like, you know,
he's an old man. He just shot somebody, bro.
And just like the way it just kind of goes until you get to that like final, like ultimate happy ending is just, it's awesome. Like it was a cool movie when I saw it. And as a consequence, when people ask me like, you know, what's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie? Or do you like, you know, what are your favorite comedies from like the 90s? This is almost always one of the ones I really, really like.
This is kind of a newer, grumpier old man for me.
Yeah.
Because that's all they do through the whole fucking movie is bicker. Yeah. You know, they're like two fucking old ladies just when they're at the baseball game, they're arguing about something they can't even remember what they're arguing about.
What were we arguing about? Yeah.
Who cares?
What a great day for football game.
Who are the Yankees? It's funny. Have you seen the outtakes? Did you stay for the outtakes?
Yeah, I watched the outtakes at the end too. I feel like this is you and me when we're like 8. I am definitely
hopefully Mark not in Lawrence. Jail. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, we won't go to jail. We definitely won't be asking for Mexican pie.
That shit sounds gross.
Yeah.
It's just Frito pie.
Is Frito pie Mexican pie? Is that what that is?
It is now because I want Frito pie.
What is Frito pie? Chili and Fritos? Chili and
Fritos.
Like, had it at your house, sir.
What? I just had chili with Fritos in it. I didn't know it had a name.
The Frito pie.
This movie's hilarious. Like, if you haven't seen it, you definitely should be checking it out.
Another sad part, Johnny, I forgot, while they're not talking, Johnny asked me what this was, because there's a time while they're not talking where people are disappearing.
Yeah.
And it's because they're dying. And so that I forgot about that part, but it was hard they're dead, you know. They've been in this place so long that you're starting to see these people who you've connected with just disappear, which is weird.
The only way out is going through the morgue, right, up into the cemetery. Like,
but it's a cool way. It's a clever way while time is passing of showing that these people are dying, you know, without just being like, oh, they died. You know
and
what
they
I mean?
Show them like age,
right?
Like they show them aged and then they fade away. And you even have that moment where the guy that's like the trustee that. Mm-hmm. Even though he's like an ass
Poppin'
to
Bob.
Him, he's not always an ass to him. So when you see him disappear, you're even like, oh, man, like that kind of sucks. You know, he was such a big part of their life, even though he was kind of a piece of shit toady, you know. So
I like Hoppin' Bob.
When he says when the foreman says that they're going to move to the mansion.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's like, I won't miss you at all. And then he gets choked up because
he's like, every morning. I hope that you guys have died in your sleep, and every morning you disappoint me.
But it's nice, like, you get to see that, like, even though they're in, like, such a weird situation.
Prison has changed,
too. Oh, yeah. They've just been a part of each other's lives for such a long time that they've developed a relationship.
Right.
And it's interesting. Like, it's an interesting way of looking at that whole thing. Like,
when they're talking about the gun line, that was funny too. Johnny repeated it back to me, but when they're talking about it, I think he says, if you take a piss over the gun line, you will be shot.
Yeah.
And Johnny's like, if you go potty over the gun line, you're going to be shot.
That's awesome.
See, I definitely fall in the camp of this is a good movie. It's a funny movie. I would not say hilarious movie. Like, it doesn't fall in that line to me.
It makes me laugh out loud a lot.
I laughed through the whole movie.
I did, but it's not like I'm trying to think of like a hilarious movie, like 40-Year-Old Virgin or like.
See, I didn't like that movie.
That movie's hilarious.
I didn't like that movie.
Fucking weirdo.
I don't like Steve Carell. I think he's an awful actor.
I still don't understand that statement.
He doesn't know I exist. So I wish I was related to him. I'd steal some of his money.
Half-Baked, is that hilarious to you?
I have not seen that movie in a long, long time. I saw it when I was really young, so it probably was hilarious when I was young.
My favorite part in that movie is when they, like, light the joint and Snoop just, like, floats up behind him.
I heard there was a second part coming out.
Vulture.
He missed it already. He just got up.
Pretty much. He missed it.
Yeah, we only have one more episode left.
One more episodio.
I just want to be a dick to him. No, I loved it. I don't know if we're talking. I don't know. We haven't asked Jason what his pick was, huh?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay, so we'll have to figure that out. I give it a giant thumbs up.
I still give it a thumbs up. Yeah,
this one gets 2 thumbs up for me.
Oh, like, shit!
This is genuinely one of my favorite
comics. 11.5 out of 6 out of 4.2.
Yeah, that sounds like I would say I would say this gets a 9.5 out of 8. Plus 3.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's.
This gets 10 Eddie Murphy's over 15 Martin Lawrence's.
Martin Lawrence almost died. He was in a coma.
Yeah.
In this movie?
No, in real life. He was in a coma for a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
He doesn't look great in Bad Boys 3.
He doesn't act a ton anymore.
No, he just, like, didn't, like, physically.
Well, yeah, he's a little chubbier.
He just looked like, I don't know.
He doesn't look super healthy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not his weight. It's like he looks kind of ill.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Which probably has a lot to do with being in a coma for a couple weeks.
Diabetes.
I am fucking crazy. Speaking as Eddie Murphy, just in general, if you didn't watch the clips from Saturday Night Live, they're fucking hilarious. Oh, yeah, because he made his return after 30 years. Oh, he hasn't been on Saturday Night Live. He came back to host.
I'll have to watch
And
that.
So they're so funny. It was the highest rated Saturday Night Live in years. I don't know how many, but years. But he's got Come Into America. They just wrapped filming part 2. He's got Dolomite was fucking funny.
It's a hilarious movie, Coming to America.
That movie is hilarious.
I liked it, but see, Coming to America is not. It's funny, but it's funny in its moments. Whereas Life, I think, is funny almost through the whole fucking movie.
But it's like a capped level of funny to me.
I get that. I get what you're saying.
Like, they're not trying to make you funny. But it is humorous.
Right.
The whole way through.
I think for me, it's that consistent level. That consistent level of their dialogue is always funny.
Right.
There's not a moment. Like, there are a few serious moments, but even in the serious moments, you're like, that's hilarious. Like, he's still being funny. He's still dealing with his grief through humor.
I think you're looking for setup jokes, I think, is kind of what you're talking about. Because
it's just like,
this is just consistently funny.
Like, comedy movies to me. I mean, yeah, because the ones, some of them are setup jokes. But, like, I'm just thinking, like, there was no point at which I, like, was, like, even the first time I watched this movie, like, can't breathe, like, double over in laughter. Like, no, that has not happened.
I don't remember the last time I really did that.
I can't.
Aside from movies that are like
but,
that.
But a lot of that shit that I do that over is like slapstick almost. It's very like environmentally something crazy happens to somebody or some shit.
I'm not double over with laughter of people getting hurt.
I'm not disagreeing.
There's not a lot of jokes where I fucking bust out laughing.
I don't disagree with you with that, but to me that's hilarious.
Right.
Where this movie is just like it is humorous and good. That's why how I would put it.
No, I can see that.
It is a good movie. I don't agree. I don't really think it's his funny. I don't think it's his funniest. I don't think it's his like second funniest movie.
I don't know what his funniest movie is.
I do like Coming to America more than this movie.
I don't think it's hard because if I say I don't think I do, it almost denotes coming to America, which I don't want to do because that is a fucking funny movie too. You know, it's hard to judge movies like that because he has made a ton of really funny movies.
How many movies? I don't think he's made a ton of movies.
Raw is his funniest movie.
I mean, if you just want to put it.
What about Pluto Nash?
No,
that was an awesome movie.
No, that was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie.
Even Nutty Professor.
He's made a lot of movies, bro.
I love Nutty Professor.
Here, let's see.
First Nutty Professor is hilarious.
Will you figure out your dog thing? Because he won't stop attacking my feet every time I walk.
Well, that's not going to happen. I haven't figured it out at my house yet, so I don't think it's going
to
happen.
So, Coming to America, Beverly Hills Cop. Dolomite, Trading Places is a fucking funny movie.
She's been stepped on a million times. She don't care.
The Nutty Professor, Norbit was awful.
Yeah.
Shrek, that's a funny movie.
Oh my god, that's
fucking
a funnier movie.
That's a funny movie. But that's because you have an ensemble cast in that movie too.
We have an ensemble cast in this movie too, sir.
You kind of do. You have two people.
Ensemble.
48 Hours, that's a good movie. I like that movie a lot. Dr. Dolittle, a lot of people really like. I didn't like it a lot, but a lot of people like
it. It was a good kids movie.
The Golden Child.
I personally love. Nobody else does.
Dream Girls. I don't know what that is. That came out in 2006.
Oh, that's the one where he's the manager for the singing group.
Oh. Mr. Church came out in 2016. I've never heard of that movie.
That's not a comedy. Really.
No? Oh, okay.
That's where he's like, I don't know, he's like taking care of some woman. Like cook. I don't remember exactly.
Huh. Bowfinger. That was a funny movie.
That was a pretty funny movie.
Daddy Daycare.
Dolomite.
Dolomite was
That's
I thought it was funny. But again, that's a giant ensemble cast. There is a lot of funny people in that movie. 1,000 Words. I don't think that got a lot of good reviews.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what that is.
It's like a shaman come. He like talks too much and he's too busy for people or something. And a shaman comes and only says he has 1,000 words left in his life or some shit. It's really weird.
Let's make a movie predicated on Eddie Murphy not being able to do what he does best. Sounds terrible.
Beverly Hills Cop 2, Life, The Professor, Clumps, whatever. Harlem Nights,
that's
another funny movie. Tower Heist, I thought that movie was funnier than a lot of people gave it credit for, with Ben Stiller and there's a couple other famous people in that movie too. Yeah, I'm right there. I thought it was better than what people thought it was. Meet Dave, I don't know what that is.
I made a lot of movies I've never fucking heard of.
Vampire in Brooklyn? I haven't seen that movie in fucking ever. I haven't seen that in forever. Pluto Nash.
I think we established that movie was god awful.
Another 48 Hours. Imagine That. Boomerang. I think a lot of people like Boomerang. Yeah. I Spy. That movie's fucking hilarious. It's not a good movie, but it's very funny. That movie's funny. All the Shreks, Dr. Dolittle, Holy Man. I don't know.
I think it's where he's like pretending to be like a miracle worker or something like that.
Showtime with Robert De Niro. Oh no, that's a movie that wasn't made. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, aside from his all the Shrek sequels and all the Beverly Hill Cop sequels,
I've never heard of.
I mean, he makes a lot of movies. Like he's fairly prolific even now. He probably makes like 2 movies a year.
Triplets was going to be a sequel to Twins. He was going to be the long-lost third brother.
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
The original two or three?
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger and DeVito?
Yeah.
I would watch that movie. I would still watch that movie.
I would watch it if they made it today.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Coming to America, too. Very excited for that movie. But he's put out a lot of movies. I think they're all pretty good. But, yeah, we don't know the next pop culture classic at this point in time.
We will figure that out, and we'll let you know. But past that, looks like we're going to be wrapping up episode 168, talking about our pop culture classic Life. If you have any opinions on it, be sure to reach out to us on social media or find us on the internet at totlb.com to find all the different ways that you can contact us. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
And Petrie.
I'm Juan.
And this has been another episode of Thinking Outside
Speak
the Long Box.
Say what you say at home.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.